And we are live. Welcome to the NBA Strategy Show. It is Thursday, March 21st. I am Josh Engelman here to break down just a six-game main slate. We do have a late 10 o'clock game that has been dropped for tonight. But for now, we're breaking down the six. Hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. What's up, folks? Yesterday stunk. I had the Chet part right, had very little else right. Shout out to Toronto for being just trash, straight trash across the board. Never in that game at all. I lost my prize picks thanks to Andrew Wiggins playing like it's 2 years ago. Just gross. So I hope everybody else had a much better day than I did. Shouldn't be that hard to obtain something like that. Like I said, we got six games to break down. It's a tough slate. DraftKings, only 50K up top, which is kind of a bummer. I guess for the NCAA tournament, I think they're crazy if they didn't think they were going to fill the main contest today. Would have been a good day for no late swap if you want to just tell everybody to go watch college basketball. That would have been a good way to do it. I hate it, though. I hate it. Tolga, I'm not so sure that Keon Ellis makes the Sacramento Kings defense elite. They still have Domantas Sabonis chilling in the paint. He tends to be, you know, himself more often than not, which is not very good. Not that Keon Ellis isn't good, but that's not going to change up the Kings defense all that much. I think it probably had something to do with the fact that the entire Toronto Raptors team are basically replacement players. That probably slowed them down a bit. Not helpful in any way. It's not good. Pierre Hines, is that Odd Shopper dollar link still up? You mean this? Yeah, it is. And I want you guys to get in right now. I was going to hold off on this, but let's lead off. Let's get everybody right out of the gate. If you're watching this show, and we'll talk about it again, because I want to bring it up. This deal ends in 2 hours. You have until basically the tip-off of the games today in the NCAA tournament. You get our Odd Shopper package for $1 for the first week. Worst case scenario, you hate it, you cancel, and you're out a buck. I think you're going to get a lot more value out of it. You're certainly going to get a ton of potential plays either on the sportsbook side or on the pick 'em side that I think will help you out in a big, big way. And I just want to bounce through everything that I look at on Odd Shopper so that you guys can sort of understand it before we get into the slate. So I've got Odd Shopper pulled up here. Now, this is the main page. This is where all of the odds go for, in theory, every sport. Like right now, we have over 5.5 assists for Paolo Banchero at plus 125. Almost 8% value, a 21 Odd Shopper rating. You can get that at Bet365. It's only existed for less than a minute, so it's probably going to go away pretty quickly, and it's already gone. That quickly, that line moved and stopped being an exceptional play. So, but you can get everything here across multiple sports. I could open up this top guy. Milan Mklivovic, whatever, the first guy, over 1.5, 3. Immediate links to whatever sports books are available for those lines. You can click it and go straight to it. You can do the same thing for pick'em sites. I just click the pick'em table button. Then we get free squares for Devin Booker, a bunch of additional plays for prize picks. You can use the parlay builder if you want. Fantastic tool. We've got this right now pulled up for BetMGM. I could pick a different book if I wanted to, but if I wanted to build a parlay and I took that three-point dude that I don't understand and Ali Khalifa, I'm just building out parlays with the expected value rates. It's giving me the parlay odds, the expected value of that parlay, how frequently you think you would win that parlay, and then you can see it across multiple books. So you know, maybe you don't have access at BetMGM and you want to change books. Oh, you see that there's still positive value at Bet365. You can swap it out that quickly as well. You can do the same thing using some of the other calculators if you want. You can check out an odds boost evaluator. So if you've, let's say that we've got, let's just pick a, let's just pick a bet. Pick Sabonis. We'll add this one in. But let's say instead of having the plus 350 odds, we get it boosted to plus 500 for some reason. That'll show us our expected value for what we have based on the boosted odds and what you should actually be doing with that play. We have an awesome live odds screen now with tons of data. So you can see immediately if there's any edge, what the true odds are, if there's any hold, all the lines across the books. If you want additional data, look what we got going on here. You can see the line history for whatever we're clicking on. Kings minus 11, have it right here. We could look at trend data on the side for whichever team you choose to pick. Last 5, last 10, last 20. This is all brand new stuff on Odd Shopper. I'm going to sneeze, which is about to be really annoying for this read. Oh, that was a twofer. That was a twofer. Pierre, if the link isn't there, all you have to do is go to oddshopper.com. And when you sign up, you enter the promo code MADNESS, M-A-D-N-E-S-S. So that's oddshopper is odds and shopper. Double S is in the middle. But you'll be able to just manually enter that code if you need to. It should be in the description. I'm a little annoyed if it's not, honestly. But this is the live data screen. You could also do that from a player props perspective. So let's say we want to look at PRA in this game. So I click on the PRA. I'll open up more data for Sabonis. You can see the trend lines for sportsbooks on where that PRA line has been over the past chunk of time, you know, past 24 hours. You can see the trend of how frequently he's hit in his last 20. It's all right here in front of you if you're looking for that kind of advanced data. We also have additional calculators like boosted odds and profit boost. If you just want a list of things that you can get for profit boost across sites, we have that list right there. Bunch of different calculators for parlay odds and holds, things like that. We have the pick'em site optimizers. So I could just look at this for Prize Picks right now. Grab some of the best plays on Prize Picks right away. These are the best three plays that you can get. But on a three-leg flex play on Prize Picks, it's below average value. If I add a fourth one, then we get to minus 7. If we add the fifth, now we've got the positive expected value. It's because the payout structures on 2 and 3 and 4 play cards on a site like Prize Picks aren't very good. You need to go bigger to increase your expected value. You don't win as frequently, but you will win more money long term. We have all of this in front of your eyes for Odd Shopper. It's a loaded tool. It's an absolutely loaded tool. No matter what you're doing, sports betting or pick 'em site, you get it for a dollar. To me, it's unquestionably worth the risk. I'm using it every day. We have the data in our Discord and we've posted it to Twitter. It's been a 4% ROI over the course of the NBA season, over 40,000 recommended bets. I can't imagine not wanting to use it if you do anything on either side. If you're not in sports betting or pick 'em, I get it. If you've wanted to dabble, this is the perfect way to get started. So one last reminder, guys. $1 for your first week of Odd Shopper Premium. Promo code is MADNESS. It goes away in an hour and 45 minutes. So if you want to get in now. Speaking of now, let's talk about today's slate. What do you say, folks? Make sure you're hitting that like button to the 180 of you that are here. And let's take a peek at this first game, the New Orleans Pelicans. Oh, I got to finish running my Sims. I knew I was forgetting something. So I just generated my pool. I'm going to get my projections loaded into the stochastic tool. I realized I was just sitting here talking about betting and I didn't even run my Sims. Not ideal. We got plenty of time. Nowhere to be. Nothing behind us. Only 6 games to talk about, too. Very easy. So, I'm going to load up my projections. That was easy. And it's as simple as just uploading that projection file. Takes 2 seconds. And now I'm already running my sim. Doesn't get much easier than using the Stochastic Sims tool. It's crazy how that works. Sims, Odd Shopper, Contest Generator. We've got all of this stuff right now, and it is a no-brainer if you're trying to play DFS that you should be using these tools. At least in my opinion. I'm going to evaluate the first game without the sim results in it because I don't think it's all that interesting. Pels are 3-point favorites in Orlando, 209 total. This is the number 5 defense in the league against the number 4 defense in the league. This is the number 19 team in pace in the Pelicans, which is below average, against 26th in pace Orlando. It's tied for the lowest total on today's slate. It's just not all that interesting. 8% expected ownership to Herb Jones and Brandon Ingram. They're the high marks for the Pels. It's single digits across the board on FanDuel as well. And did I not put... Where's the... Why is the Boom Bust tool not pulling through for me here? What is causing this error? But doing it for Orlando, too? Did I copy the wrong Boom Bust tool in here somehow? For some reason, that's just not pulling through to my sheet in the same spot that it normally does. Oh, I see why. It would probably help to paste the projections into the sheet, which is the driving factor of everything I have here. There we go. So we do actually have pretty big positive leverage for this team on Brandon Ingram. 17% optimal, just 8% owned. Now, he's 7,500. He's at 1.14 fantasy points per minute lately. I just hate this matchup, and I find it difficult to want to get to anything from the Pels, but I just finished off my sim right now. Maybe I'll be wrong. Maybe they'll be showing up and this is just a function of the slate, and I don't know it. So we're going to have exposures popping up in this sheet in a couple seconds. Curious to see what we're going to get here. I know I'll be fading Malik Monk. I pretty much do that every night. I'm assuming today will be no different. So now I can refresh my crunch workbook. I hope. And refresh my exposure table. All of this looks good. No crazy stands. So now we can hop back and we can actually look at my stuff. Okay, so Herb Jones has become my guy. I got to 18%. I didn't get to BI or CJ or Zion. I just really, really don't like this matchup for New Orleans. It's bad. And there are way better spots. But I don't mind Herb at 4,800. Small forward, power forward eligibility. He's a value option on in the early part of the day. And we'll see what that looks like down the line. I'm going to start running the stochastic version of this sim as well so that we can get a different look at it. But I'm going to hop over to Orlando now because I think it's an interesting spot. We're doing the Cole Anthony thing again. He's the highest owned guy for Orlando at 14%. We've got John Isaac at 10. We've got Wendell Carter Jr. at 10. I took his under on Prize Picks, by the way. I'm getting a little bit of Orlando across the board, but my only priority so far is Cole Anthony. Now, he smashed last time out. We're seeing John Isaac, Cole Anthony, and Franz Wagner all get double-digit optimal rates. We're seeing some positive leverage here for everybody except for Wendell Carter. I got the big stand on Cole Anthony, but 10% Carter, 6% Mo Wagner, 8% Fultz, 6% Isaac, 8% Harris. We don't have a lot of value on this slate, so it's grabbing me little bits of all of these Orlando guys. As we get further along today, all of these little bits of Orlando will likely go away because they're just not going to look like the best options today. It's hard for that to look good in this spot. But Cole Anthony will continue to look good. His minutes recently We have 21 in a game that he played really well, 25, 22. He had the low 16 game, but 23, 24 and a half, 25. Most of his games recently have been north of that 22 mark. I find it to be another great play at 22 minutes with the knowledge that he can play upwards of 24 or 25. But this is not going to be a game that's a large priority. Yeah, S&P, that's a good shout. Wouldn't be surprised to see him out there a little bit more today. The minutes were oddly low last game. But you could just tell from my exposures that there's not a clear priority. This is not going to look like Sacramento and Washington. You know? It's just, it's a very different game. Do we have any NBA bets on Odd Shopper for New Orleans and Orlando before we look at... Oh, we do. We have Zion under 23.5 points with a little bit of value on BetMGM right now. Franz under 1.5 threes, minus 190, small amount of value. Not a lot hanging out there for the NBA right now. We just finished up the stochastic sims. I'm going to save the exposures. And now we can take a look. Did we get anything for Nor? I'm guessing we have a little bit of Brandon Ingram. 19% exposure to Brandon Ingram. And then a little scattered amount of the rest of these guys. 8% Herb Jones, 7% CJ. A couple other guys popped up. But it looks like Brandon Ingram is our preferred option. At least coming out of the stochastic sims. I've got a pretty low projection on Brandon Ingram right now because of this matchup. We'll see if that starts to stabilize as the day goes on. On the Orlando end, 24% exposure to John Isaac. There's your shout out, S&P. 21 to Cole Anthony. And then you see the same sort of filler that I was seeing in my run. But big time standout play here for John Isaac. This is just not going to be a priority game. We have bookends here where it's Pels and Orlando to start at 209 total. Knicks Nuggets 209 total to close out the night in Denver at elevation. Tough spot. So I'm anticipating seeing a lot more love going to Utah, Dallas, Sacramento, Washington, Houston at this point. Let's take a look at this next game because that's where it starts to get a little squirrely. Wow. Really? Okay. I'm going to have very different exposures to Sacramento than the Stochastic Sims. I know that's coming. So the Kings are on a back-to-back. We don't know who's available. We assume it's everybody. 20% ownership coming into De'Aaron Fox. About 20 to DeMontis Sabonis. Around 20 to Keon Ellis. 15 to Keegan Murray. And 47 to Malik Monk. Comparable ownership coming into all of these guys on the FanDuel end. Now, we have Monk... 44% optimal, 47% owned. I'm not going to be able to get to that. I know this is an incredible matchup. I feel like that Monk projection is a little aggressive. But I get why he looks good. But there's no chance I'm ever playing Malik Monk at 47% ownership in this spot. 6,600 is a great price. Shooting guard small forward is great positionality. The Wizards are the worst defense in the league. They're one of the fastest teams. You don't get matchups that look much better than this. 124 implied total for Sacramento. Monk is at 1.2 fantasy points per minute over the last 30 days. That doesn't really check out, though, with his rates. So just out of curiosity... we pull up Malik Monk in Odd Shopper. Malik Monk's points prop right now doesn't exist because they're on a back-to-back, so never mind. Does it exist on the pick'em side? I'm guessing the answer is no there as well. Okay, so we don't have it. I got him in for 24% usage, 26% assist rate. I think he looks really good, and I like this matchup a lot. I don't know how happy I am to get Malik Monk at 47% owned. And he's going to pull heavy ownership. I have no doubt about it. Played limited minutes yesterday. So should be fresh as a daisy. But this is going to be a big fade. The other one that's really catching my eye is the fact that I got to zero of Domantas Sabonis. It almost makes me feel like he's not in my sim somehow. Like I didn't include him, but I did. I just have him as a giant negative ROI play. I don't know why. I think he looks really good. But I didn't get to a share, which makes me think that I'm either getting to a lot of Luka or a lot of Jokic or perhaps a lot of Nikola Vucevic. But for right now, I'm getting Fox, Murray, and Ellis. I'm not getting Sabonis and Monk. But he's up to 11K now. He's really starting to knock on the... Like, the price is changing. He's not down at 10K any longer. We have Luka at 12.7. I guess I could just take a look at this quickly and find out. We have Luka at 12.7. We have Giannis at 11.4. We have Jokic at 12K. We have Sabonis at 11K. I am way over the... So here's the real problem. It's also Giannis. So I'm more than 2X the field of Giannis right now at 11.4. He's power forward center. I'm actually light on Luka, but I have 14% Jokic at 5% ownership. I will happily play Jokic at a quarter of the ownership. We'll get to that. We'll evaluate the pay-up options near the end. But right now, I'm light on Sabonis and light on Monk. We are not going to see that in the Stochastic Sims. I'm positive of it. It's going to be the opposite. 80% to Malik Monk, 27% to Sabonis, 25% to Keon Ellis, 17% to Fox, but basically no Murray. The Malik Monk piece is a giant swing piece. It really, really is. I have him as a good value, and the position helps. But I'm a little apprehensive at 47% exposure. We know it's a great matchup. I'm anxious to see, if Malik Monk's ownership comes down a little bit, I'll be interested. What I really need to see are his props, because I don't think that I'm far off where the market is going to be. If I am, that will certainly change Monk. But if I'm not, then all I'm seeing is just a guy that's over-owned. Even if we don't see that in the boom bust tool just yet. We're showing Sabonis pretty massively over-owned. 15% optimal, 24% ownership. I think that stands out to me. As a whole, though, you should want to get to Sacramento because of how bad Washington is. Now, for the Wizards, we have no idea who's playing for these dudes today. Their injury report is pretty wild. We have Denny Avdia questionable. We have Rashawn Holmes questionable. They're obviously missing a few guys. And we are getting Kuzma back. So I have 20% of Kuzma. He's 10% owned. I have 36% of Denny Avdia. He's 23% owned. Really like him as a small forward option. And then I have 2X the field on Corey Kispert. It's an all right spot against Sacramento, too. Now, Denny has some pretty sizable negative leverage. Kuzma's got some positive leverage. Everybody else is in and around that, like, neutral option range. But I certainly want to get to the Washington side, too, especially the real Washington pieces. SMP, have we talked about this? Where did you go to school? I assume you've told me this already and I forgot. So coming out of the Stochastic Sims, we got to 17% Denny and we got to 10% Kuzma. None of the Corey Kispert side of this. So I like Washington a little bit more than we do. And I like Sacramento a little bit less than we do. But this is a game to target. Fast-paced teams, at best average defenses, or in Washington's case, the worst defense. It's just a lot to like. But ownership is going to play a big role on a six-game slate for where I actually end up. Now, do we have any new bets on the NBA side for Sacramento and Washington? Doesn't really appear so. Ah, yeah. S&P, I remember that now. I remember that now. PSAC Nation. Yeah. I should put the Kutztown shirt on right now. All right, let's go to game number three. This is one I'm very interested to see and based on my own stuff. And hit that like button once again. Sign up at, you know what? Let's get this out of the way. Sign up at Sleeper. You get up to $500 on your first deposit. That's an easy one. Right out of the gate, you're getting matched up to $500. They have dynamic payouts, so you can get like 100x payouts on any cards you build on Sleeper. They're in Odd Shopper, so you can use the promo right now on Sleeper. Devin Booker's got a free square tonight. Take advantage of that. Bring your costs down on Sleeper. And then there's going to be more plays throughout this entire setup via Odd Shopper. We have the plays locked and loaded in front of you in a table that will help you build out whatever you're looking for. Now, you got to be 21 or over. No, I assume. But you should just be signing up using the link in the description of this video. Get your bonus money to start, play through it, and figure out where you want to be after the fact. But don't leave this money on the table. Eventually, all these deals are going to dry up, and you're going to wish you did it. Rough buff. Props to Slippery Rock. That was probably the second choice for me. It was either going to be Slippery Rock or Temple. I didn't want to live in Philly. But I had a buddy that was going to Slippery Rock, so I thought about doing that. But I ultimately ended up at Kutztown. Because my best friend at the time was going there to be the quarterback. So we went and hung out for a couple more years. It was a good time. What hat am I rocking today, Ron? Probably shouldn't say it today. I got the Prize Picks lid on. Ooh, perfect. Guys, Chandre, don't overthink the monk play. You guys know what to do now. It's never been a more obvious thing to do. Chicago Bulls. Single digit ownership to everybody on the Bulls side. We've got a Q tag on Caruso and a Q tag on Kobe White that will dictate a lot of what we want to get to from the Bulls. Very different ownership on FanDuel. North of 30 to Caruso. North of 20 to Nikola Vucevic. Turns out I'm not getting to Vooch. I got 4% and 1% or 2% rather of Kobe White. I got nothing here from Chicago. This is an interesting matchup. Obviously, Chicago plays slow. Houston does not. We do have Drummond, Caruso, and Vooch all into double digits of optimal. So a little bit of positive leverage here, but they are just not showing up in my run. If we look at it in the stochastic sims, 10% exposure to Vooch, 7 to Drummond, 6 to Caruso. So no real major stands here either from stochastic. I thought Chicago might look a little bit better here against Houston, but that does not appear to be the case. Now, if we get Kobe White out again and potentially Caruso out, then we're going to free up a lot of value for some of these 3K generic dudes for the rest of the Bulls. But as it stands right now, they're not the team we're getting to. Houston is, though. Stop me if you've heard this before. I'm not getting to Amen Thompson, who's 30% owned. I got 4%. We have Amen Thompson, 14% optimal, 32% owned, negative 18 leverage. I am getting to Dylan Brooks. I hate him. He's awful. 0.55 fantasy points per minute for Brooks over the past 30 days makes me want to drink anything that would poison me. And yet he's still in a quarter of my stuff. Van Vliet, only 11% owned. Massive usage and assist rate bumps with no Şengün around. 8,200. I'm in here for a little bit of Fred Van Vliet. And then Jalen Green going to be 5% owned. I'm going right back to him. The usage isn't going anywhere. He dominates the ball when Alperen Şengün isn't around. We just need the shots to fall. This is a much worse spot for Jalen Green than what we saw recently. But I'm going to love Jalen Green if Caruso ends up out. If Caruso's in, I'm going to be very scared that Jalen Green is going to have an inefficient night. But I'd do anything to get away from Dylan Brooks at this point. He is a really unfun dude to roster. Very, very unfun. I want to talk about Amen Thompson, though, for a second. Because I obviously 100% agree with the negative leverage we have. And I want to talk through why. So let me see if I can get back to when I looked at Houston. Nope, that's Utah. Milwaukee. I had it and I lost it. All right, Houston. So these are all the guys that are in for Houston. Jeff Green, Reggie Bullock, Van Vliet, Brooks, Holiday, Landale, Jalen Green, Jayshon Tate, Jabari Smith, Amen Thompson. Any combination of those guys on the floor together is the sample that we're looking at right here. Amen Thompson's played 238 minutes, 488 possessions with these guys on the floor. He's got a 17.5% usage rate. I got him at 18. But here's the problem, and here's why he looks different to people than what he actually is. In this sample of 488 possessions, Amen Thompson has 65% true shooting. He's shooting 67% from two, 41 of 61 from two. He's also 2 of 10 from three. Amen Thompson is not going to shoot 67% from two. I'm positive of this. I've never been more positive of something in my life. Now, he's 36 of 48 at the rim. We know that two of these major games that make up this sample were the Washington Wizards. So, keep that in mind. Amen Thompson's efficiency will be nowhere near what we've seen so far. We got to be aware of that. He's going to come back to earth, I believe. So I'm happy to fade him. I'm happy to get to Brooks, I'm happy to get to Van Vliet and Jalen Smith or Jalen Green. I would like a little bit more Jabari Smith. I would like a little bit less Dylan Brooks. Where did the stochastic Sims come in on Houston? 25% exposure to Dylan Brooks, Rutrow, 13 to Amen Thompson. So still massive fade of Amen Thompson. Just 2% to Van Vliet. So that's where I'm very different. I see Van Vliet as a perfect GPP play, a guy that I'd like to get over on. We're sort of seeing it the opposite way. We also didn't get a single share of Jalen Green. Now, on a 6-game slate, I like the idea of getting to Van Vliet and Jalen Green up over the field of 5% and 11%. I like this. I like my side of Houston more. Let's go to Brooklyn now. The Brooklyn Nets are 9-point underdogs in Milwaukee, 222 total. Sizable ownership coming in here, but no priorities. 12 to Cam Johnson, 14 to De'Ron Sharp, 17 to Schroeder, 15 to Bridges, 15 to Claxton. No Dorian Finney-Smith today, and a Q tag on Nick Claxton. Now, if Claxton is out, we're going to get to a ton of De'Ron Sharp at 4,200. He's going to be probably the most popular play on the slate if we don't get Claxton. For now, not really getting to Sharp, but I certainly might if this breaks a different direction. I want to get to Cam Johnson. He's in 40% of my lineups. I went 29 minutes. We only went to 26.5, but I think he's going to be the guy that gets the biggest benefit with Dorian Finney-Smith out. If we just want to take a quick look at his minutes lately, Cam Johnson played 22 this most recent timeout, but he's been back for 4 games. He got 28.5 in that first game back, a little bit more limited, but taking the 29 minutes a game of Dorian Finney-Smith off the floor, I think you just see a couple extra minutes for Cam Johnson. So I'm getting to 40% Cam Johnson because I think this spot is great. We will get a lot of De'Ron Sharp if Claxton's out. I'm getting to Dennis Schroeder, who's playing 34 minutes a night. If this game is in any way competitive, I think he has to, you know, play big minutes, 0.9 to 0.95 fantasy points per minute. Mikal Bridges, totally fine, 15% owned, hasn't been playing well. Price is 6,700. So no matter how bad he's playing, we still get a good price for a small forward. And then I like Claxton if he's in. 6,300, center only, decent enough spot. He's in 15%. I like getting to Brooklyn here against Milwaukee. It's, you know, decent enough pace, decent enough defensive matchup. Is he a good rebounder? I don't disagree that he is, but through those 238 possessions, Frankie, 8.7 rebounds per 100 possessions. Say defensive rebounding rate, or it's a total rebounding rate of 15%. Nothing crazy. Nothing crazy. But it hasn't been outlier rebounding performances with Şengün off in the data. But anyway, Brooklyn looks decent. And if Nick Claxton is out, they're going to look even better because of the value to Sharp. I mean, even if you just give De'Ron Sharp 24 minutes at the five, call him a 1.1 fantasy point per minute guy. That's 26.4 fantasy points at 4,200. That's 6.3x. He's going to be 50, 60% owned. Easily. Easily. Steven Leibowitz, he was. And I'm not trying to say he's not a good rebounder, but it hasn't really affected his rebounding rates this year in this sample of players being on the floor. Stochastic Sims for Brooklyn. 50% to De'Ron Sharp. Now, we have De'Ron Sharp already projected for 18.5 minutes and 23.5 fantasy points. I didn't go there. Maybe I should have. Maybe I'm light. Sharp played 23.5 minutes in this most recent game. But for now, I kind of have him just still in that backup run. I'm probably a little light on Sharp's minutes. That'll be somebody that I'll bump up a little bit. He does look like a good value already and could look exceptional if Claxton ends up out. Bridges in 25% of lineups, Schroeder in 20% of lineups, Claxton north of 10. Stochastic Sims and myself are both in agreement. Brooklyn looks really good, and I will definitely be getting a little bit more Sharp. Even if I just bump him to 18, I'm going to have a guy projected for, you know, close to 5x his salary at that point. I don't have anything else here to say for Brooklyn. So let's look at Milwaukee. Now, we have no idea what Milwaukee's doing, but I went with the assumption that Giannis is in and Chris Middleton will not play this back-to-back. Middleton ended up playing in the most annoying way possible 32.5 minutes yesterday. We projected Middleton in. So your mileage may vary on this one. But 26% exposure for me to Giannis at 10% ownership. I love it. I think he should smash Brooklyn. If he's available to be in and you can put him in at power forward, I think it's a really, really, really nice spot. Really nice spot. And why not? Like, maybe the ownership comes up with the, like, if Middleton gets ruled out, but I want to pay up for Giannis at limited ownership, especially if, and I don't mean this negatively, but like if Sabonis is going to get to 23, I kind of just want to take a look at what 5% Jokic and 10% Giannis are doing today on today's slate. Because I don't think these guys look all that different relative to their salary. But I don't want much else from Milwaukee, even if I'm right with Middleton out. I got the 6% Dame. It's basically nothing. Now, the Milwaukee side, we got 27% of Giannis and one single share of Dame. So, Stochastic Sims are with me. Giannis be sneaky. Giannis is sneaky. Team Giannis today if he's in, guys. You want to make sure you get it. We also need that injury report. If Giannis ends up out again, probably get a little bit more of Bobby Portis. If Middleton is out with Giannis, we're probably looking at a $3,900 Jay Crowder. AJ Green likely gets a bunch of value. Pat Bev starts to look a little bit more interesting. So we could get to more Milwaukee if Giannis and Middleton both happen to be out. Hit that like button to the 330 people that are in the door right now. Do we have any additional bets yet based on the games we've talked about? Lots of college basketball plays are sitting out there. Less than 23.5 points to Jalen Green is at plus 105 on DraftKings for the past 14 minutes. Seems like a bet you guys should take. Utah Jazz. Assuming Lauri Markkanen is playing today, Jazz are on a back-to-back, so we don't know for sure. But that has been talked about that it's happening. This Utah team doesn't look very good, at least not on DraftKings. 8% ownership to Sexton and to Chris Dunn are the two high marks. We did get Chris Dunn and Colin Sexton into double digits of optimal rate. These guys are a little bit more owned on FanDuel. Sexton, Collins, Dunn, and Hendricks all get up over 10% ownership. But I got 8% of Dunn, 8% of Markkanen, and less for everybody else. It's a great spot for Dallas or for Utah against Dallas. Dallas's defense is bottom 10. They play at a top 5 pace. The problem here is that all of these guys have increased prices from when Lauri Markkanen was out. We had Markkanen out for 6 games. We've had Clarkson out for 4 games. We had scattered guys out throughout that entire range. That brought up the pricing of everybody else on Utah, and that's what's causing them to not look as good as they could in a nice matchup. Our Sims on Stochastic to start are largely in agreement with me. We got the Stochastic Sims got to a little bit more Chris Dunn, but it's Dunn, it's a little bit of Sexton, and then it's basically nothing else. They just don't look very good. It's hard to want to get to Utah. Dallas gets a matchup against the second worst defense in the league and another top 10 pace team. This is where a large swath of ownership is coming in. 15 to Gafford, 10 to Exum, close to 10 to Lively, 20 plus to Jones, 25 to Luka, another 5 to Kyrie, and 30 to PJ Washington. I'm getting to a ton of $5,700 Daniel Gafford. I'm getting over the field on Dante Exum, 3,800 point guard, shooting guard eligible. Minutes crept up a little bit last game. Maybe they can go up even further. But you got to get to all these guys. I mean, I have 12% or more of PJ Washington, Luka Doncic, Derek Jones, Derek Lively, Dante Exum, and Daniel Gafford. Heavy, heavy exposure coming into Dallas. This is actually my most exposed team on the main slate today. Now, I'm over on Gafford, over on Exum. I'm over on Lively, but I'm under on Jones. I'm under on Luka. But remember, I'm also over on Nikola Jokic and Giannis. So I'm redistributing the pay-up options for myself. And then I'm a little bit under on PJ Washington, but still in 22% of my stuff. We've got 20% optimal rates to Derek Jones and Washington, another 14 to Luka, and then single digits to everybody else. It's just a really great game environment for this Dallas team. Stochastic Sims surely see it the same way in terms of aggregate ownership. Yeah, 46% exposure to PJ Washington, 41% exposure to Derek Jones Jr., 24% exposure to Luka Doncic, and then a bit of Lively and Gafford. So I'm flip-flopping some of these guys. We took the big stand on Washington and Jones. I cut their ownership, and I took those bigger stands on Daniel Gafford, Derek Lively, Dante Exum. Dante Exum didn't show up, which I think is interesting. Now, I went 3 more minutes than we did, so that's causing me to get to more Exum. But ultimately, this is a great spot for Dallas, and you should want to get to this team. They're the best team on today's slate. S&P, you mean PJ Washington isn't making his threes? I thought he was an incredible three-point shooter and would always make these threes because he got traded, and he's awesome. Or... he's not good and hasn't been good and never was good. Could it be that? PJ Washington taking 5.4 threes per game for Dallas, shooting a crisp 26% from three. 26%. What a great trade for the Mavs. Really good stuff. I'm surprised. I don't Why would you? Why wouldn't you want to get PJ Washington? Get rid of that guy that was shooting 37.5% from three on comparable volume in Grant Williams. Still shooting 35% for Charlotte with obviously worse spacing. Yeah, great trade. Everybody thinks you upgraded. Worse. You got worse in that trade. And you gave up assets to do so. Has he, S&P, has he been really good defensively? Are we really sure about that? There's the trade. Not great lately. He's like an average defender, right? Thumbs down. Thumbs down. Thumbs down. Let's close it out. New York Knicks, 9-point dogs in Denver, 209 total. No OG Anunoby for the Knicks, which means, I don't know, do we get 48 minutes again for Josh Hart? Who knows? Lots of ownership here. I'm taking my big stand on Dante DiVincenzo as I normally do. I also took his over on Prize Picks. 48% DiVincenzo for me, 20% ownership. So big stand on DiVincenzo. Big stand for me on Jalen Brunson at 9,100. 22% for me, 7% owned. I wonder what they're shooting. That's a, yeah, you're going to make me do this. All right, we're pausing the Knicks. I got to check it. All right, let's go to cleaning the glass. Let's pull up Dallas. Let's take a look at lineups. Can't help myself here. Let's take a look at defensive shooting accuracy. And let's just put PJ Washington on the floor. PJ Washington has played 1,100 possessions for Dallas. Teams are shooting 37% from the corner, 36% from not corner. So they've been basically dead average from three. Teams appear to be not making any mid-rangers. They're having a lot of trouble at the rim, which I do think is interesting to see. Plus 5.9 overall with Washington on the floor. 113 defensive rating. Stats are fine. Nothing to say there. No comment. Can't say that it's him. Can't say that it's not him. That's for sure. So, yeah. That could have been a lot worse for PJ Washington. That's for sure. Let's talk more Knicks. Josh Hart, 7,300. I got him in for 42 minutes. He's 13% owned. I got 10. Miles McBride, 4,700. Don't know what to do with him. He's 23% owned. Miles McBride played 46.5 minutes last time out. Oh, to be fair, and S&P knows this, I didn't disagree. I didn't have any idea. I wanted to see it. So much of those defensive ratings in short samples just come down to, like, did people just miss their threes? But I like to check that out when I can. Yeah. Trust me, we're on the same page for that one. I want to get to a bunch of the Knicks. We don't know what they're going to do with Jericho Sims, but here's the problem. If they go back to Jericho Sims getting big minutes, because let's remember, when Anunoby was out earlier, I'm going to hit every game where they weren't missing anybody else. That's 22 minutes for Sims, 27.5 for Sims, 22, 20, 14, 18. If Jericho Sims can play 20 minutes at flat 3K, it's unfortunately a little bit more interesting than it should be. It's not good. It's not good. But he's flat 3K. I won't be playing him. No one should be playing him. But don't be surprised to see Tibbs do something dumb. If McBride plays north of 40, you should get a lot of him. We just have no idea what they're going to do here. Do they play Precious some more? Doesn't seem like they want to do that any longer. I like getting to McBride. We went 34 minutes. If you think that he's going to play 40, you're going to like Miles McBride a lot more. What do the Stochastic Sims say about the New York Knicks at elevation against the defending champs? 45% of Miles McBride. I get it. I wouldn't mind taking that sort of stand either. But it's going to take big minutes for him to look really good at 4,700. Dante DiVincenzo in 42%. That looks like to be a big stand both for myself and Stochastic Sims. So if you wanted to write a name down of dueling likes, Dante DiVincenzo certainly stands out. And then it's single digits for everybody else. Hartenstein, Brunson, Boyan, Josh Hart. It's a very, very difficult spot. Very difficult. And then we close it out with Denver. 25% ownership coming in into Aaron Gordon. 15 to KCP. Single digits everywhere else. Only Gordon and Jokic got to double digit optimal. Jokic with some pretty sizable leverage. I'm getting to Gordon right with the field. Minutes are there. Position works. Price works. I'm getting to KCP as a value option. You know, that gets me away from some of that ugly value that we saw in some of those early games. 14% of a 5% owned Jokic. I'll take that all day, every day. But I'm still getting to Christian Brown for value. Jamal Murray is popping up an 8%. It's a terrible spot, though. Slow-paced Knicks team. Defense is certainly okay, even without OG Anunoby. It's not going to be great, but it's not, you know, an amazing matchup for Denver. We got to 23% Aaron Gordon and 13% Nikola Jokic in the Stochastic Sims. That looks damn good. A little bit of KCP, very little else. But for a Knicks-Nuggets game, there's a lot more exposure coming in than I would have expected. So let's sum it up on the Stochastic side. Most exposed plays to start the day. Malik Monk, Dayron Sharp, PJ Washington, Miles McBride, Dante DiVincenzo, and Derek Jones Jr. What a disgusting start to the slate. Really just gross. Number one ROI lineup. Miles McBride, Malik Monk, Mikal Bridges, Dylan Brooks, Dayron Sharp, Dante DiVincenzo, S&P's boy PJ Washington, and Nikola Jokic. That's a decent lineup. I like it. But now, you know what time it is. It's FanDuel time. Before we do it, one last time. Oh, I did it again. Turned off my light. One last time. Oddshopper.com. ODDS. Shopper.com. $1 for Oddshopper Premium using the promo code MADNESS. This is going to end in an hour. If you don't have it, you're making a gigantic mistake. If you play on the Pick'em sites or you bet on sportsbooks, if you haven't tried this out yet, you must not like money. Go to FanDuel. Generating our player pool now. Sky, I think you're a little light on what you need out of Ellis, but I'm with you. I mean, he's 20% owned. He's 20% of my lineups. I like it. Yeah, really bad deadline, S&P. These athletes be getting robbed. I don't even know what that means. can't. Did an athlete like? Oh, do you mean is this an Ohtani thing? This must be an Ohtani thing. Should have known that some out of context nonsense was going to pop up from Chandra. All right, so we've got our contest generated on FanDuel. Now we'll run our contest simulation and we'll see what we like on the FanDuel side. Sky, I have the low end of his target score set at 28 right now. Anything north of 28, you're happy. You get to 30, you're exceptionally happy. I'm hoping Ohtani opts out because they got rid of him. Be funny shit. And Sky, not to mention, I got to my 20%. Ellis has scored 0.81 DraftKings points per minute over the last 30 days. I only have him projected for 0.72 in this matchup. That's what I also have his like real rate at, because he's clearly not involved when he's out there. Like, he's not a priority over Fox or Sabonis. He's not a priority over Keegan Murray. He's not a priority over Monk. So like, he has a relatively poor stat line. What you're really hoping for is for him to pick up some defensive stats, and you have to assume that grabbing a couple extra steals or a block against the Wizards seems likely. So Steven, I saw that he also has an opt out if his translator is fired. Frankie, I'm agreeing with Sky here, not you. I don't know if you're taking that the wrong way. I think Keon Ellis is a really good play today. All right, top lineup on FanDuel. De'Aaron Fox, Miles McBride, Malik Monk, Alex Caruso, Dante DiVincenzo, Derek Jones, Giannis, John Isaac, and De'Ron Sharp. Number one lineup to start the day. Exposures for FanDuel. Forgot the quick favorite, the top 150. Number one in exposure is Alex Caruso. Three guys got into the 50s. That's PJ Washington, Malik Monk, and Dante DiVincenzo. John Isaac and Nikola Vucevic are both in 40%. And Miles McBride, Derek Jones Jr., Schroeder, Dunn, Sabonis, and Giannis all pop into the 30% range. That is where we stand now. Go sign up for Odd Shopper, everybody. Another slate in the books. It's a good one, guys. It's a good one. It's gross, but like that's good. Bring on the volatility. I'm happy for it. Contenders videos will be out in a bit. Prize Picks stuff is already out. Follow me on Picket if you haven't done it already. Josh Engelman is my username there. You can track any of my bets and Prize Picks cards. Back for the deeper dive later tonight. And then play back again tonight at 7. It's been great. One more day to go this week, guys. So have some fun. Good luck. I'll see you guys tonight at 5 p.m. for the deeper dive. This was the NBA Strategy Show.